This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
Once we gave up both sides of the Stelly equation, we've been in a jam, I think, for 7 years.
As lawmakers discuss how to fix the state budget shortfall and change the tax structure to prevent recurrence, Stelly keeps coming up. But who or what is Stelly? Vic Stelly was a Lake Charles representative who authored a tax restructuring plan the voters approved in 2002. It was designed to prevent the budget problems Louisiana currently faces.
You know, one of the goals of Vic Stelly was to enhance growth, to get the state's revenue base growing.
Legislative Fiscal Officer Greg Albrecht explains. Stelly upped the personal income tax brackets in exchange for removing the 4-cent sales tax on food, utilities, and drugs. It also did away with the state income tax exemption for federal itemized deductions. Lawmakers repealed Stelly piecemeal, starting with excess itemized deductions.
In 2008, it was brought back at 100%.
Revenue Secretary Kim Robinson says that benefited some.
Only 24% of taxpayers itemize.
Kenner Representative Julie Stokes, who is a CPA, says that deduction has never made sense.
A great portion of your excess itemized deductions are the deduction for your state income tax. So you are being allowed to deduct your state income taxes against your state income tax, which makes no sense.
In 2008, the legislature rolled back the tax brackets, leaving only the sales tax exemption of Stelly in place. Part of the budget fix being discussed now includes repealing the repeals of Stelly. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.